This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loyalty is a weird drug.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to this, there's no doubt they built this city.
Mm-hmm.
They built this city.
On rock and roll.
No, cameras and film. Oh. But, and it gave tens of thousands, maybe more Rochesterians, an amazing life.
It made this place one of the richest places on the planet at one time.
You're right. You're right. And it put us on the international map.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can be let down by something you were once loyal to. And this same build, same business that built us,
yeah,
eventually wrecked this community for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to how we feel about it, people can be torn. And that can lead to one man specifically getting very upset. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF, it's time for Hate Mail of the Week. And about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
We told you about a story in the New York Times involving a new business venture Kodak was going to undertake.
Ooh, what are we making now?
Well, we'll tell you in a sec. That story was written by good break room buddy, David Andrietta.
Wow.
You will soon be able to buy all kinds of Kodak products that you never knew Kodak for.
So we're back, baby.
Things like Kodak luggage, Kodak eyewear, Kodak paint, solar panels, flashlights, power generators, TVs, binoculars. Awesome.
All right.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Kodak won't actually be making any of these things. The company is now selling its name, it seems, to any business.
The brand.
Yeah, that wants to slap it on products that they are making.
That Kodak has nothing to do with.
You got it. So those Kodak binoculars?
Yeah.
Not designed by Kodak? Not made in Rochester?
Just the logo.
Just the logo and the name on those products. Because apparently, Tommy, the Kodak name still carries weight, especially according to the story in the Times, in foreign countries.
Really?
We told you that Kodak clothing, shirts, hats, etc.
Just the logo.
Yep. And they've become super trendy in South Korea, of all places.
Oh.
You can find standalone clothing stores all over the country of South Korea. One guy called us up, said he went on vacation to South Korea and walked into one of these stores.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So when we first had this discussion, we talked about how strange it was going to be if you were to walk at a Home Depot and see Kodak solar panels, right? Binoculars. And whether or not Rochesterians would take pride in owning something with the old Kodak logo on it again. Your opinion was?
It was a bad, I mean, why would you want to be reminded of a business that tanked that a lot of people had their hand in?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of families that were devastated when things went south with Kodak.
Yeah.
People had pensions and benefits that they worked that were promised to them. They had those ripped away.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a pretty good argument that the reason things went so south so fast was massive mismanagement and greed from the folks up top.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tommy,
you had people walking out from the bottom and the top.
You got it.
Grabbing stuff.
Yeah, okay. I love how you try and go after people. Like, stealing a pallet.
They took some folders.
Right, yeah, here's a couple of folders. Meanwhile, this guy's getting a $10 million walk-away settlement.
But, bro, everybody had a hand.
Everybody. Oh, sorry, I forgot 1% Tommy's back.
I used to, when I first came to town, guys would brag about their dads that on Friday, they basically was a day off.
Absolutely, man. I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, if you work a little harder, maybe you can afford to stop buying Starbucks every day.
Well, you're playing, you got a softball league on a Tuesday morning.
Not everybody had a bone to pick with Kodak.
All right.
In fact, one man had a bone to pick with us for even asking the question, would there be pride in having Kodak products out again here in Rochester?
Yeah.
Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, telling us why Kodak is the best of all time. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
I was listening to you say bad things about Kodak, and it tells me that you're out of touch with the history of this city. I worked there with my two brothers, and I loved that job. It filled me with pride to see Kodak all over the world in the most important places. Kodak gave photography to the average man. We helped win wars. We invented thousands of everyday things that still impact the daily life of people all over the world, and it made this city great. It's very disrespectful to the company and all the people that work there to say that Kodak ruined Rochester. I think putting their name on these new products is a great idea. They can make money and maybe bring themselves back to what they used to be. Create jobs and support a community, which is something you idiots that just want to criticize could never do in a million years.
He was talking,
I'm proud of the time I spent at Kodak. I am proud of that company name, and I would be proud to buy a Kodak product again. Sincerely, Ron.
I feel like Ron didn't listen to what we were talking about.
No, not at all.
Okay, so look, right off the bat. Obviously,
I think he's got the wrong idea of what's going on here.
Obviously, Rochester benefited from Kodak being here.
Yeah, we get that.
So I remember reading somewhere that at one point, one in four people in the entire greater Rochester area was employed at Kodak in some way. A quarter of the community, right? And we don't have a lot of the things we have without Kodak. And a guy like Ron, who put his life into this place, having a knee-jerk reaction to this, I understand it. But it wasn't, despite what Tommy wants to tell you, the everyday employees that buried the new technology that would have cut the company relevant.
Well, that's true. That was a bad decision.
It wasn't the everyday employees that were paying themselves massive bonuses while laying people off by the thousands. And when people say it's disrespectful to the company and all the people that work there to say Kodak ruined Rochester's economy for a while, do you not remember the mid-90s to the mid-2000s? Do you not remember what it was like to live in the greater Rochester area from like 98 to 2007, 8, 9? It was rough.
Yeah, the collapse.
It was rough. We were buying boats on credit and having them repossessed.
Yes, we were.
Trying to bring people in from Toronto.
Right.
You had generational Kodak families that all of a sudden had no income and nothing they could do about it.
Right. And their pensions were just evaporated.
Done. It's gone.
All those elder benefits.
And look, I know things are a hell of a lot better now thanks to new industries, but there was a time.
There was a time, a Kodak time.
Where things look very bleak and there was no way out.
Yeah.
Is that not fair to point out?
So I want to put that on luggage. And travel.
Thank you. I do wonder right now.
Yeah.
252 WCMF, what the average Rochester resident feels when they see that Kodak logo.
Yeah, but. What sparks inside you?
Yes. Is there a pride to it? Is there a shame to it? Is there anger? Is it joy? Are you apathetic? Do you just not care?
Yeah.
Because, like, that logo and name is still all over the greater Rochester area.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We see the world headquarters every day when we come to work. The Kodak Theater
One of the lights are out again.
The Kodak Theater
puts
on great shows, like, every weekend.
Yeah.
You can go to the George Eastman House. You can go to the Eastman School of Music. It goes on and on.
Yeah, the name's all over the joint.
I mean, Kimmy, you lived in a family of Kodakers.
Yep, sure did.
What does that name mean to you right now?
I mean, it still represents Rochester in a lot of ways. Like, if you go out of town and see it, you instantly feel, like, a connection to it, bad or good. I still think, like, I get a little bit excited to see it in an unusual place.
Do you think it's inappropriate to be angry about the way things worked out?
No, I think depending on how it affected you, especially, I can understand the anger behind it. But I guess that doesn't change that it shaped the history of where you come from.
It's a complicated legacy.
Yeah, it is.
Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. I mean, it's unique.
Right?
Yeah.
But like all the people that were living during the boom years of Kodak, most of them are dead.
Yeah.
Right?
They're long gone.
Right? Like, I mean, you know, when you got to go play in a softball league and a bowling league and you were getting bonuses where you could go buy an effing car in cash, right?
Yeah.
Like those people are either old, or they're gone.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time we had this discussion, we talked about how Kodak had their second chance during COVID to produce and research medicine to be made domestically. Mm-hmm. And they blew that, too.
They blew that during the press conference.
Thank you. Allegedly, once again, because of corporate greed. I just don't get this idea from, was it Ron who wrote us a letter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That you're not allowed to be upset with Kodak because the name is sacred. Like it's some kind of religious thing.
Yeah. He sounds like a guy, too. The farther he got away, he doesn't remember the bad.
Mm.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He goes all the way back to the 50s and 60s and the good times.
Well, let's say this guy, I mean, we don't know how old Ron is. If he's 80, maybe he did live during those hot times.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
But then he also would have lost his pension.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so what's so happy about that?
You know, getting away from like the older set, because when we think Kodak, we always think older. What is weird now? There is a cutoff line of adults that don't know anything about the glory days of Kodak.
Yeah.
And they also don't know anything about the collapse.
Right.
Because if you're like 30 or under, you would not have been conscious for any of it.
No.
So maybe for someone that's like a 27-year-old adult in Rochester, the excitement of just seeing that Kodak logo, something from your hometown, would make you want to go out and buy it.
Yeah, because you don't know the pain.
Do they want to go out and buy it? Or do they even feel any connection to it at all?
That logo is still all over. And people know Rochester as a Kodak town. That's a good question. I don't know.
Do people still No, I just wonder if you ask somebody not from here what they know about Rochester, is Kodak still the first thing that comes to their mind?
That's got to start to fade.
Well, I mean, look, man, Goodyear doesn't make tires in Akron anymore, right?
No.
But when I hear Akron, I think Goodyear Tire.
Tire Town.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's several businesses that still belong to cities.
I wonder if it still has that recognition, though.
I mean, General Motors is still in Detroit, but it's not what it was.
No.
I always think General Motors when I think Detroit.
Yeah, true.
Or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that, I mean, at least as long as we're alive, that legacy will still be attached. What else is there to think about with Rochester? What comes to mind? The garbage plate?
Right. Yeah,
it seems
know.
Like the Finger Lakes are taking over as the brand of this area now.
Okay.
That's
a good
and
call.
Like, and your daughters, like, it'd be interesting to see what they think. Born and raised.
Yeah, like what they would tell somebody from, let's say they go away to school and they're trying to explain to people where they're from. Like, what would they highlight about where they come from?
That's a really good question. Because you're right.
Yeah.
When I was doing comedy, it was Kodak.
Yeah.
But that's gone.
Yeah.
So what is it? It can't be I'm from the Finger Lakes region of New York State.
Yeah, I think that's
got
it.
Got a lot of lakes.
Okay. All right,
it's turning into like a resort, like a place to go.
I mean, I get it, but you also, I mean, based on those shorts, you roll
my Portofino shorts.
You roll in hoity-toity circles where, like, you know, folks you know could afford that stuff.
There's regular working lakes out there.
Regular, name one.
The where your dad is.
Canisius, is that a Finger Lake?
Yes, it is.
Are you sure?
Well, it's in the Finger
Lakes. I know, there's a bunch of people with fingers
it's
in
near
it.
There.
No, that's your mom.
Phone number's 252.
3 points.
That was not a 3-pointer.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
3 fingers, 3 points.
The end of Kodak of jokes is what that was. We got Instagram messages coming in again. Hey, Mail of the Week. We're talking about a guy, Ron. He's upset with us because we were questioning whether or not people would want to buy these new products that Kodak will just be slapping their names on. They're not creating them at all. They have sold their name and brand to companies that are just making whatever they want to do. Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF. The easiest way to get us. Connor writes.
Sorry. What's Connor say?
Duffy, don't act like it was going to be dominant forever. This happens to every major company. No matter what, it was going to happen eventually.
Get over it.
No, look, he's right. He's totally right. Nothing lasts forever. But I do think it's appropriate to ask how you treat an entire city that made you a global brand when it comes to an end.
Yeah.
Mass layoffs for the lower people, big paydays for the top people. Golden parachutes for folks that would come in, run the company for 3 years, make things worse, and then leave with a fortune while people were getting their pensions cut.
Yeah.
Like, that's my problem, right? You're right. Kodak was never going to live forever.
Yeah, true.
But you bent
the downfall.
You bent over the people that showed up every day.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of
you
people.
Tanked it.
You got it. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Duff, how you doing? So I'm almost 50, so I remember Kodak when it was good. As a kid, like, I remember hearing all the benefits and how well it was doing. But now, to me, I've always lived in the Rochester area, I see the Kodak label and I feel disappointment when I see it. Because the fact that
show.
We know, well, there's that. I mean, there's only, that Tracksuit Thursday thing is still giving me nightmares. But you see the disappointment, or you kind of feel the disappointment when you see the label, because you know exactly what you said. We know the history of what happened. But the other brand that kind of has that same resonance is, look at Xerox. Right? You go out towards Webster, and that Xerox campus isn't what it used to be 20 years ago. And they expanded it, and nothing's come out of it. More people have been let you. So I think, you know, there is that big corporate model, for whatever reason, in Rochester, doesn't seem to work super well.
Well, I mean, it's funny because, like, these were massive corporate international businesses that had a family business feel to it when they were cranking.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, everybody's families worked up and down. You knew your boss, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just weird. Yeah. And I guess maybe that's the way the world went. It was going to happen no matter what it was. But, I mean...
Could look at IBM, right? I mean, IBM, which used to take up most of the southern part of New York State and part of Pennsylvania for all their different branches and stuff, is not what it used to be anymore either.
What?
And that might have been a mismanagement thing too.
Bro, I mean, you look at what that did to Binghamton. Like, that city, oh my God. Oh my God. Hey, Mike,
Exactly, yes.
Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. And here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're not Binghamton.
Yeah.
So, like, thank God it all worked out for us.
Yeah.
It could have been a hell of a lot worse. We could have been Cleveland for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't.
Yeah, but turned it around.
All right, so two things that I want to touch on before we move on that we talked about before.
Okay.
We had asked, what do people know Rochester for now?
Yeah.
And you're going to kick yourself.
What?
You disloyal
bitch.
What did I do?
You said Finger Lakes.
Yeah.
We theorized garbage plate. Nisa writes us, I think when people think Rochester, they will think Wegmans.
Yeah, true.
How dare you? Danny Wegman himself.
But do people know?
Emailed you.
Yes, he did.
I mean, yes, we think Wegmans. Do people outside of Rochester associate Rochester with
Wegmans?
Because
it's a regional company. It's not like a global company that Kodak was. So I think if you were out in the Midwest and you said Wegmans, they may not know what you're talking about.
Oh.
Well, but the people in the Midwest are very ignorant.
Will you call the hospital right now? Because something's going on with Tommy.
Right.
That he's now arguing Wegmans is not as big.
Well, no, it's big.
It's
almost too big for Rochester.
I don't.
That's what I'm arguing.
I don't disagree with your point.
You can't go to, like, Tokyo and start talking Wegmans.
Buy the fish there.
You can't go Beijing.
According to you, they sent every cashier over to Tokyo to learn how to do the fish. All right, so we were also asking younger people, because if you're under 30 years old, you're not conscious of the boom of Kodak.
Yeah.
You're not conscious of the collapse of Kodak.
It's just a ghost.
It's just been a logo.
Yeah.
All right. So you ready for this?
What?
First off, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. A 26-year-old woman named Bernadette writes us.
Well, that's an old-ass name.
Bernie. Look, she seems like a sweetheart, but yes, that is an old-ass young lady name.
What I only know one Bernadette.
Why? Did your parents not like you right away? What happened there? All right, so she writes. Bernadette writes. We're going to call her Birdie.
Mm.
I'm a 26-year-old, born and raised in Rochester. I have a couple of friends who actually work for Kodak. I was in H&M the other day, it's a kids' clothing store, and saw a Kodak shirt, and I got excited.
There are still people that work for Kodak and branches of Kodak, so, I mean, it does still exist.
Oh, are you taking the stickers and putting them on the solar panels?
Yeah.
Kodak. I mean, yes, I know.
Yeah.
But that's an odd chick.
I mean,
she is right. There are smaller, you know, branches of Kodak that still exist. I mean, they still make the film here and stuff.
But you say she's weird for getting excited about seeing that logo.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think that, like, you know, Rochester history is big with the young folks.
Right.
That's why those Mount Hope tours are all exciting. I mean, hell, Hope, who works down at the country station, you know, she makes a living touring Rochester, showing people things,
right?
Like all the history.
But those are like hipsters.
How do we? Her name's Bernadette.
That's a hipster.
That's what I'm saying.
But I mean, there's more than just hipsters.
I don't know, Kimmy. I mean, Rochester history is very big for the younger generation.
You're saying people that grew up here?
Yes.
Yeah, because for every hope you have, you have a Breezy.
Yeah.
What is?
And Breezy don't care about nothing
Breezy
but Breezy.
Gets out and about, and
but
she
Breezy
does
cares about
town.
Breezy.
I think to Pat's point, I think younger people are more connected with Rochester just because of social media.
I saw Breezy the other day kicking that building as she left. She went over and kicked it. She doesn't care about George Eastman.
I bet you your daughters know more about what's around town than I did. Like, my world was small when I was a teenager.
No.
I only knew what my parents showed me.
No, she's right. I didn't go to Pittsburgh until I was 15. I'm not even joking.
I didn't know that there were restaurants on the east side
That's
of town.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
No, he's not kidding.
Yes.
Like, we never, unless, like, we had, like, a family member that lived in a different suburb, we never went there.
I vividly remember.
First time I went to Pittsburgh?
So I was like, I think I was 14. My older buddy, who I had played basketball and boxed with, he got a driver's license. And we just, like, you know, you kick
tooling it around.
Yeah, we're going to go tool around. And I remember coming over the bridge from the opposite side of Monroe Ave. And there was there was a Ben and Jerry's. And I was like, wait, we got a Ben and Jerry's? I was like, well, stop! Stop the car, we got a Ben and Jerry's here! That was the first time I had ever been in the village of Pittsburgh.
Wow.
14. So she's right. I mean, you have more access.
Okay.
All right, so I guess the moral of the story is,
we're back, baby.
No, you idiot.
Bonus checks coming soon. Get a balloon payment.
You could have three generations of born and raised Rochesterians that have three completely different opinions of Kodak.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And they might all be right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The fact that guys like this exist, deeply disturbing.
Right.
Deeply disturbing. But once you get past a grown-ass man trying to manipulate a teenager, there is something else that is puzzling about these stories.
What happened?
Well, for a man of this age to try this, he has to think he knows what he's doing. And based on guys we know this age.
Yeah. Yeah. What?
And the technological prowess they possess, their idea of what they're doing and what they're actually doing, Kimmy, has to be A 180-degree difference.
I think, yeah.
You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. The story comes to us from Ontario County, and it starts really, really bad.
Okay.
A 64-year-old man has been arrested.
64?
64. Do you still love him? You won't after this story. Yeah. He has been arrested after police say he requested inappropriate photos from a teenage girl.
Okay.
Authorities say that he contacted the 16-year-old girl via text message. And we don't know how he knows this girl. Right. We don't know how he got her number. We don't know what led to the allegations. The good news.
What's that?
Kimmy, it doesn't sound like, at least according to the story, this man was successful.
Mm-hmm. No, hopefully not. Now, they didn't include it.
Exactly. Now, here's the thing. Whether or not he was successful doesn't make it any less traumatic for the kid involved.
Right.
Right. But it sounds like things could have been a lot worse. Despite failing at his request, the 64-year-old, still in a hell of a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
He's been charged with criminal solicitation, and he's got a court date upcoming. So obviously, everybody listening and in this room feels a certain way about a grown-ass man asking a teenage girl for photos like
this.
But for the sake of the discussion, let's step past that for 1 second.
All right.
Because there is another major issue with this story. Kimmy, we know a man in his mid-60s.
We sure do. Pretty close to this guy's age, actually. Yeah.
How would you say this man we know's technology skills are?
Probably suck. We all know his password for things because he's accidentally sent that to a reply all email to the entire company.
Entire company. Yep, that did happen. Kimmy,
yeah.
How would you say that this man in his mid-60s that we know is at talking to younger people?
I'm going to say not good.
What are you talking
about? You use words like vibes and other things you hear young people say.
Yes.
15 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know.
True that.
I've never seen you actually interact with a teenager.
I try to stay away from
thing,
people.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
The young ones are the worst. They are.
Okay, look. And what we're discussing, that's with a man with everything on the up and up. Nothing illegal or immoral. What always blows my mind.
What is that?
When we see these stories with like old grown-ass men arrested for talking to teenagers on the phone. What made you think there was something you could say or do where you could accomplish your goal?
Yeah.
How are you talking at 64 years old to a 16-year-old girl, end of sentence, let alone in an attempt to get her to send you inappropriate photos?
Yeah.
That girl you're speaking to is young enough to be this guy's granddaughter.
Or great, yeah.
Yeah, legit. Well, not great, unless he had his first kid at like 8 years
old.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, right?
Like, you're going to use that old school charm?
What it is.
Right? Shut up.
It has to be.
But you couldn't even do that with a woman 20 years younger than you probably, right? Like, you wouldn't even have enough charm to have that interaction with,
but you think you do.
With a younger woman, let alone a teenager.
All right, let's do an experiment.
I mean, men are very arrogant.
Without question.
Right.
But this story and the ones like it
show
an arrogance that should not exist in any human in the
but
world.
But the stories keep coming in.
How? How did you think this was going to end?
I know.
Broseph, if the allegations are true. All right, so Kimmy brings up a good point. Even a woman 20 years younger than you, and this is going to get uncomfortable, but I want just to prove a point here.
Right.
Kimmy, you are how old?
I'm 36.
Tommy, you are how old?
I will be 66 this weekend.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You guys are 30 years apart.
Yeah. Yep.
Tommy,
mm-hmm.
Let's role play here.
All right.
Kimmy, you're
this is getting really creepy.
Well, I said, look, this is for the sake of science.
I'm going to play the old guy.
This is for the sake of science. We have to do this. Okay?
All right, where am I going?
All right,
where
Kimmy, you guys, we're in a bar, so we'll set the scene here. We're in a bar.
Oh, this is a face-to-face interaction.
Face-to-face interaction. Right. We're in a bar. Kimmy is single. You are single.
Right.
You take a look at Kimmy, and you like what you see. The way she's put together. Great stem.
Because of my cataracts? Or my glaucoma?
Great stems.
Yeah.
Dynamite clipper.
Okay.
He's already uncomfortable.
In this scenario. All right. Yeah. So, Tommy, you approach Kimmy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start a conversation to woo her off her feet. What are you going with? And you have to look at Kimmy as you do this because it is acting.
I have to actually look at
her. Yeah. Go ahead. Go.
You can't do it.
So what is a fine young lady doing in a place like
that? Sir, where's your husband? What are you doing?
Like, bro.
No, but it is funny, though, because there are things that Tommy and I have in common.
We do.
If he walked up to me and started talking about TV shows, we could talk all day.
Yeah.
But that's about where it ends.
But Tommy's a unique man of his age. I don't know how many guys of your age are watching, what's the boat show called?
Below Deck.
There it is. Thank you. Right? Not a lot of guys your age are tuning in for
Great
Below
show
Deck.
Last night.
And he would know that you were a Below Deck.
Bravo no, I would last not. Night, that Andy Cohen, silly guy.
Like, there is nothing you could do to chat up Kimmy at her age.
No.
And you guys have been co-workers for a decade. Years. A yeah. decade.
I don't think I could talk to a woman my age anymore.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. Maybe you were the wrong example to use.
No, I'm thinking, like, I don't think guys my age know how to talk to women, period. Like, if I was single tomorrow mm-hmm. and I had to go out and meet women,
yeah,
I don't know what to say. And I think that's most guys think they got that, but in reality, they don't. Because they think, to your point, what worked 40 years ago is still happening.
Well, I mean, it's
now they haven't changed women. All the holes are in the same spots.
Well, don't start with that line.
How's your holes, honey?
Could you look at Kimmy while you ask that question? 252-WCMF, you bring up a great point. Yeah. We started this conversation talking about a 64-year-old man out in Ontario County arrested for allegedly attempting to solicit inappropriate photos via text message to a 16-year-old girl. And, bro, you're 64. She's 16.
Yeah.
What made you think? I mean, it's disturbing, obviously.
Yes.
But past that, you think this is
going
to work?
Yeah.
Okay, you bring up a great point. And men specifically, when we end up in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
all of our knowledge of the outside world and when it comes to women, stops.
You don't need it.
You are frozen in time mm-hmm. from the moment you met the woman you are with
yeah.
until eventually, if it happens, you are set free.
Mm-hmm.
And I get you don't need it, but it is still a weird phenomenon because everybody has single friends.
Yes.
Right? You have sons, daughters,
yeah.
right? You can, if you want to, stay plugged into how all this works, yet we don't.
Right.
And the other funny thing is, to your point, we've watched guys go through divorces,
oh, yeah.
bad breakups in their 40s, 50s, mm-hmm. and 60s.
Yeah.
The knee-jerk reaction after the sadness of the relationship sets in is always excitement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting back out on the prowl again.
I'm free, baby.
And no matter how many times you watch your buddies go through the awful, through the ringer of meeting women again, it doesn't matter. Like, that guy, even though he watched 10 of his buddies fall on their face,
yeah.
go, oh, but I'm different, baby.
I got it.
I'm
I got
different.
You.
I'm not like that clown. What's a fine young thing doing in a place like this?
Like, I don't think I could pick up my wife today. Like, if I met my wife today,
mm-hmm. yeah,
I could not pick her up.
Why do you think it was different for you like 10 years ago?
I don't know. You just age.
Okay.
And, you know, you gain some stuff, you lose some stuff. You gain some knowledge, you lose some skill, you know?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
And I have a different energy level at 66 than I did at 46.
Do you, though? I mean, I've known you.
What was the same?
You were sitting the same exact way.
Hey, maybe I haven't lost it then.
He still got it.
Yeah.
And it was always nothing.
I would also imagine that technology works against you if you're over a certain age because like
I can't lie.
Well, no, but even just like the way you communicate probably doesn't come off the way you mean it to sometimes.
What, you're telling me he can't flirt with a woman exclusively in
yeah,
emojis?
Like, it's weird because you have more access to new people through like dating apps and
yeah.
things like that. But I would think like the second the conversation starts, it may be more of a detriment than anything.
Yeah. And I will say this, too. The more you age as a man, you become far more blunt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All the
yeah.
way around.
Good call.
With every, even your dumps are blunt.
taking blunt dumps?
You blunt to the dump. Put that on a t-shirt.
Well, actually, it's funny you bring that up. Nick
what,
writes us
taking a dump?
Nick writes us on Instagram. Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, rock shop t-shirt idea. Tommy Mulay. You got all your holes in the right places, little lady. What's a fine young holes doing in all the right places right here? Like, you know, going back to the age difference
yeah.
between this 64-year-old man accused of trying to solicit inappropriate photos from a 16-year-old girl out in Ontario County.
Mm.
What do you think you would have in common with a kid that age? What could you be doing yourself that
yeah.
you think that kid would find interesting? Because I want everyone to do me a favor.
Yeah.
They can hear our voices, okay? I want you to do your best to put yourself back in your 16-year-old brain. Because at that age, 30 seemed ancient.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you're 16, the age 64 is days away from death.
Yeah.
Like, no exaggeration. And this guy, according to the allegations,
yeah.
believed that a 16-year-old girl would not only look past that,
mm-hmm.
but so much so that she'd be like, yeah, I'd like to send you these photos.
Yes.
Sir.
Man, it smells like medicine.
I don't know. The other thing that boggles my mind, too, like, I think it's a fair statement to say yeah. that most 64-year-olds don't really understand how phones work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You got the bare minimum.
That conversation lives on forever.
Thank you.
You can't just delete it.
Thank
it goes
you.
Away.
You nailed it. Does this man not realize that when he swipes and hits the garbage can, that the photos, if
stay
she had.
In the cloud.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Or on his phone. Yeah. Like, God forbid this guy was successful in his attempt, right? And he got these inappropriate messages from a child.
She still has all the evidence.
And when you go to trade your phone in, guess what they're going to find?
Oh, yeah.
At Verizon. Like, this man ruined his life. He is 64 years old. He lives in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everyone where he lives is talking about
this.
Yeah. You have embarrassed yourself. You have now caught charges on so many levels.
Yeah.
How was this even close to worth it? And look, man, if there is anybody listening that is even considering doing this at some point, I want you to understand not only how disturbing it is for that poor kid that's going to have to deal with it,
right,
but what you are going to do to your life and how stupid you look doing it. Because I'll say this, you really want to punish this guy? Like actual punishment from law? Fine, fine, fine. Release the messages.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's not going to get more embarrassing.
I want to see what a 64-year-old man, if the allegations are true.
How it started. How he got there.
What he believed was going to get him inappropriate photos from a 16-year-old girl. And in every text message you release, you put his photo and his name underneath every one. And you need to get a photo of him smiling with two thumbs up. That's part of his probation.
Okay.
And that's got to be underneath every text message.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This kid can't miss, bro. He cannot miss.
Wow.
Because everything is going well for him. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I hate saying that. Nothing can stop Rowan Gardner now. Just bought a boat. It's called I'm Gonna Live Forever. Because even when he decides he's done with this massive investment, somehow he's going to make a whole bunch of money.
No kidding.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So we are, a week away from the Bills arriving to St. John Fisher University. First practice is the 24th, Kimmy says, and we're trusting her.
Something mid-next week sometime.
So all the Bills players...
Could be the 23rd, I don't know.
All the Bills players are taking care of the odds and ends.
Yeah.
Before the season starts.
So what's going on?
Josh Allen not exempt to that. He has listed his home for sale.
Oh. Which one?
The one in California.
Oh.
Yes. he bought the house 2 years ago. It is inside of a private security-guarded street, and he paid $7.2
million
for the 2,800-square-foot home. He has listed the home
how much?
For $8.5 million.
God damn.
So if he gets it, a house he just bought 2 years ago before he won the MVP, married a beautiful movie star.
Who probably has her own house or houses.
Which is where he's moving, actually, it turns out.
But he's moving into her house?
Yes,
that's
what
it makes sense.
We'll get to that in a second. And added another $250 million to his contract. We'll make a profit of about $1.3 million.
Nice.
Ooh.
I want to be Josh Allen so bad.
Oh, my God.
God! That kid, look, I know the kid's got problems. Everybody's got problems.
He ain't got problems.
Everybody's got problems.
He ain't got no damn problems.
Oh, he's got a lot of pressure on him. I mean, you can't argue he doesn't have that going.
But, like, he makes it seem like nothing in the world affects him in a negative way. Every time you see him, he's smiling, he's happy.
He's made the right decisions.
Every story you see, he's never been, I'm knocking on wood, he's never been in any controversy, right? Like, everything.
He's likable.
He's golden. Yeah. He's the golden boy. He's going to make over $1 million.
And he didn't have to do nothing.
He just sat in a house for two years. By the way, the home that he is selling is an hour away from Haley Steinfeld's home, where it looks like he will be moving.
Mm-hmm. So this is like all L.A. stuff?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
The home that he is moving into,
her house,
Haley Steinfeld bought in 2021 from John Fogerty.
Wait, Creedence?
Yep.
So it smells like an old man in there? Born on a bayou.
Thank you. I'd have gone with Put Me In Coach with the sports angle.
Put Me In Coach. All right.
But like, think about this. He's making $1.3 million.
And moving and upgrading.
To a house that John Fogerty lived in, which is also pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
With his smoking hot movie star wife.
Yeah.
Damn it, Josh Allen. Damn it.
So Tommy is the Josh Allen of his relationship.
Oh, yeah. We knew that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Living in his wife's house.
Well, no, here's the thing.
What?
Josh Allen is keeping his Orchard Park home.
Well, yeah, that makes sense because he's going to be
here. I mean, you can't replicate that basement.
Have you seen his basement?
It's
got to be killer because I know, like, Jim Kelly's looks like an actual nightclub.
No, it's not. He's a sports nerd.
Yeah.
He's got a full, like, surround golf simulator in his basement.
It's like a two-story basement, however that works.
The golf simulator is in the bottom part of the basement.
Yeah.
And then, like, a full story over, there is a balcony with bar stools where you can watch your buddies in the golf simulator.
So it's like your own in-home. But they were going to build here.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting also.
God damn.
But you can, yeah, thank you. But he plays, it's got, you have the ability to play actual courses. So he talks about, you know.
I want to play Oak Hill. I want to play Pebble Beach. You just hit a button.
Yep.
Doesn't have to leave his home.
Jesus Christ.
So like he says.
By the way, he can play all those courses.
He could, but he's in during the season, man. He can't travel.
Yeah, but he's going to always keep that place because he's always going to have to come back here because this is where he was a big success.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. It's funny you bring that up because, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas live here.
Yeah.
Because
they were the headliners.
They were the headliners. But like back in the day, the NFL wasn't what the NFL is now, right?
Like, yeah.
You were famous, but nobody in, you know,
outside
Stillwater,
of
Oklahoma was going to pay you to be a pitch man. Mm. You had to stay here to keep making your living, even in retirement.
Yeah.
Josh is a national icon at this point.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to. Does he stay?
Well, it seems like, because Mahomes, when I watched that series on him at the quarterbacks, he built this massive, unbelievable house in the suburbs of Kansas City.
Okay.
Looking like he's always going to anchor himself there, even though he's a pitch man for everything.
But the idea could also be, I'm just going to sell it to the next superstar that comes through.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only person you're going to be able to sell it to in a place like Buffalo. Because didn't Rex Ryan have a tough time selling his home because of the price tag?
No, it had that big R on the drug.
The pool of buyers was small for that price point. So
well, I figured he just bought it from another rich guy, but yeah.
I think, did Josh build this one in Orchard Park? I feel like he built it.
It looks like it.
Yeah. 252 WCMF. Josh Allen just sold his California house to move in with his wife, Haley Steinfeld. He bought the house 2 years ago for $7.2 million. He will be selling this house for $8.5 million. He's going to make $1.3 million.
For nothing.
For doing absolutely nothing. Yeah. The house he is moving into, owned by his wife, was once owned by John Fogerty. God. Just can I live a week of Josh Allen's life? I want 6 days. I want from Monday after the game until Saturday because I don't want to get hit.
Yeah, okay.
But, like, everything in between there seems like a lot of fun.
Yeah, but what Josh does for fun, I don't think you would find fun. Like, you don't really like to golf.
I hate golf.
So it's
and
so
I think
funny.
He just took, like, flying lessons.
No, I don't want to do that.
Out on that.
No, can we stop him from doing that, please?
Yeah, that's a bad omen.
What
man.
Does Josh do in the offseason that you would actually want to do?
I like avocados. He's got an avocado farm.
I think it's
all the avocados you want, bro.
Bro, I get so
Does he have
fat.
Both? I know he has pistachio. I thought it was a pistachio
yeah,
farm.
I don't, well, yeah. He has that, too. I don't like pistachios.
You don't like pistachios?
Nah, not my thing.
Oh, my God.
I like my nuts.
That's a top nut.
I like my nuts not to be green.
Tommy has the outfits to own a pistachio farm.
Actually, they call him Plantation.
He'd be the Willy Wonka of pistachio farms. But you were going to say something. I'm sorry.
I forgot. It was nut related in your mouth. You fill in the blanks.
It was pre-nut.
Do the work yourself, folks. I'm done.
All right. Let's take a break. By the way, I do wonder, because they always do that pre-stuff for Hard Knocks.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, like before they get to
the tease.
Yeah.
You know, I had made the prediction that Josh won't be focused on a ton. His people may want to keep him away from the cameras.
Mm.
But I do wonder if they bring the cameras to his house and we get to see the inside.
They usually do.
The Orchard Park house.
Oh, you won't know. I'll have to tell you because I'm not going to watch
that.
I'm not watching. I'm not going to die.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
All of those things.
Kimmy and I will talk about it.
I still haven't watched The Four Falls of Buffalo.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
I won't watch it.
It's like 10 years old now.
I know. I don't want to cry. I'm not going to watch it.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's going to make me cry. I don't
what if
cry.
There's a young Pat in the stands that we missed?
That would make me cry even harder. Holes in my jeans. No, that would be the day that my dad melted my snow pants with the propane
That was in there. Propane boy, they called it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.